Hermina Shabazz here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black-owned and operated radio network. Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star political party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at minashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at minashaz@gmail.com. That's minashaz@gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
so this is now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in
him. No pleasure in
him. Who do you believe in?
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like the nation of Rambos, even the king rider. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and commit genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork be pit the fire. Y'all wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his kill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake. I'm in the war. You scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got to draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chains on, tossed aside. Drain more from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speak in. The foe steady peak and the spirit steady leading.
Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames.
So what is you talking about? We struggle and we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name.
I hire to forgive us.
Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is the soul game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Hi, family. Thank you for joining me this evening. Man, do I have a hot topic for you today. Now, for some reason, well, it's not for some reason. It's definitely because we don't know yet. And the time is getting hot. It's getting really hot, and especially against the children of Israel, against you, Judah. And I know it probably sounds strange me calling you this, but I think we need to get this in our head. The Most High is putting it in me to get his people riled up. I've been following this truth for 7 years. No, this is not a religion. This is nothing to play with. It's not a toy. When I found out the truth of who I was, because I was tired of how we were being treated prior to even all of this, prior to the major awakening. You know, there were people who knew who we were for a while, but they were using it for their gain, for their own gain. And hence, that's when we get a lot of these groups around here, these Israelite groups and things going on, these camps and stuff. But that's a whole other story. That's not what I came here to talk about. Like kind of just to give you some understanding as to what is really going on around here these days. You know, there have been a couple of missing kids around lately, you know, and we know that it's always this way. I mean, kids go missing, not even just kids, you know, young adults go missing and stuff like that. And when it comes to the, I'm going to say the Caucasian side of the human race, they tend to get more attention than we do, where I'm missing kids or I'm missing, you know, young people. And it's getting a little hotter now. And the Most High is allowing things to ramp up, family. And that's why we have to be strong in this hour. We have to be really, really strong in this hour. Because it's going to be definitely to us first and then the Gentiles. They're going to get theirs too. People, we need to wake up because Most High is really going after us, because like I said again before in my other previous podcast, I talked about how the Most High is upset right now. He's like, he's really doing what he said he was going to do. Especially if you read the book of Deuteronomy, you understand what's going on. Especially when they tell you the book of Deuteronomy 28:68. They tell you what happened. We come over here in ships or whatever like that, but we also went to other parts of the Americas. We didn't just come to the United States. We also went down into Central and South America. You know, and so we got shipped there as well. But the point is I'm trying to make now is that our kids have been missing, and there have been some young black people that have been missing, you know, and especially this one article that really stood out to me, you know, and it was this young man, you know, and I'm reading in the Fox News article. It says, coroner confirms body found in Illinois River is missing ISU graduate student Jelani Day. You know, forensic dental identification and DNA testing and comparison help confirm the identity of the body. Okay, so this is a young black man who pretty much lost his life. They're not understanding what happened, his cause of death yet. But I'm going to read a little bit of the article, and I'm going to get down to the point where what the mother has to say. And it says, the LaSalle County coroner confirmed Thursday that a body found in the Illinois River on September 4th is missing Illinois State University graduate student Jelani Day. The cause of death is unknown, pending further investigation and toxicology testing, according to the multi-agency press release. The investigation continues by 10 different agencies, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation Springfield Division. Forensic dental identification and DNA testing and comparison help confirm the identity of the body. Day, a 25-year-old graduate student from Illinois, was last seen in Bloomington on August 24th. His family in Danville and a faculty member at Illinois State University reported him missing after he did not show up for class for several days. His car was located August 26th in Peru, Illinois, where an extensive search was launched. Day's mother, Carmen Baldwin Day, had previously told Fox 32 Chicago the resources and media attention that Gabby Petito's case was receiving. Resources and media attention that Gabby Petito's case was receiving was much different than from what her son's case had gotten. You know, her case is pretty much, she went missing as well. You know, Gabby Petito case, you know, I guess that's where, the case where she went on a world hype thing, kind of a thing. They went, you know, exploring or whatever, and she ended up missing for a minute too. She didn't come back, but the boyfriend supposedly came back, if this is the same case. I wonder if this is the same case. But anyway, let me keep reading the story. The treatment that they are giving to this young white girl isn't the same treatment they are giving to my young black son, and I am angry about it, and I want that same treatment for my son, Baldwin Day said. On Thursday afternoon, Baldwin Day released the following statement on social media. There are no words to clearly communicate our devastation. We learned this morning from the LaSalle County Coroner the deceased man found in Peru, Illinois on Saturday, September 4th, is Jelani. Our hearts are broken. We ask that you continue to pray for our family during what will be very hard days ahead. Throughout these 30 days, our very first concern was finding Jelani, and now we need to find out what happened to Jelani Day. What happened to him? At this moment, there are more questions than answers surrounding Jelani's disappearance and death, and that is where we will focus our energy. As of this moment, we do not know what happened to Jelani, and we will not stop until we do. So that's what the family is saying. But again, the reason why I read this article is because it wasn't getting the same attention. You know, it only got attention because the mother brought it up. But his body has been missing for a few days, according to his family, and even a teacher became concerned. So obviously he was a good student. He showed up to his classes, but he ended up missing. But he wasn't identified, so nobody thought to reach out and say, okay, let's find out who this person is. He didn't have a wallet on him, you know. He didn't have a wallet or anything to say, you know, on him. So his wallet was missing. He was found in Illinois. And, you know, not a flat land, I wouldn't say that, but there's really nothing out there. You know, it's wilderness. So it's kind of wild to see, not wilderness, so there's a lot of trees and stuff like, no. What I'm saying is that it's open field land, you know, kind of like a lot of farmland and stuff, as things are out there. But anyway, I mean, we have to stop being surprised, family, when our people are not being treated the same as the people whose ancestors enslaved us. We're not here to be treated fairly. Let's just say that. We're not here to be treated fairly. It's to wake us up. That's what we're here for. We're here to be awakened. We're here to serve out, not in just a way, it's a punishment. We're here enduring the punishment, guys, family. We're here to endure. There's a sentence. The Most High put down a sentence on us. And that's what we got to get into our heads. We really, truly need to get it into our heads what's going on here, because we still walk around here blind. We're thinking somehow at some point we're going to just blend into this system. It's all going to be okay, and we're going to be making our money. It's just going to be this and it's going to be that. That is not the case, family. The Most High is allowing some of us to have the things that we have. Some of us may be living in nice, fancy, big old houses, and they have the nice little cars and stuff like that, but that is temporary. And you need to think about, how did I get that? Because, you know, the Most High, because Yahuwah, Christ, if you want to call him Christ, or, you know, he walked around here very humble. And what I'm not saying, there are no humble, rich black people either, okay? I'm not saying that either. You know, there's those of us that do live a modest life and able to afford things. We still go through the motions of what we're here, you know, while we're here, we're going through the motions. But we know that there's something bigger ahead for those of that, for those of us that are awake and see and truly see what's going on. But again, this is what I'm saying, family. We got to stop being surprised. Stop being surprised by the fact that we're not getting any love from anybody around this world. Not in just the U.S., not just the white people in the U.S., not just the white people in Europe or wherever. Even those that are still on the continent of Africa. Those guys, they have their children still going missing. And trust me, there are things going on there that's probably more worse than going on over on our side of town, on our side over here. Our side of town. You know, but definitely, we got to stop being so, like, surprised and so hurt at this. I mean, I get the pain. I get it. But we got to start opening our eyes and find out, why is this happening to us? We really start to have to dig deep within ourselves. I mean, super deep. And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Trust me. And that's what a lot of us don't want to face. A lot of us don't want to face our demons. A lot of us don't want to face our sins. We don't want to adjust ourselves. We don't want to face those demons. We'd rather throw them in the closet and keep it moving like they didn't even happen. But that's not the case, family. That's not the case. Our sins is what brought us here into this point in the first place. And our sins didn't start with just us. It started with our forefathers. From the since the beginning, we couldn't put it together. But now is the time to put it together, because this is the final battle. This is it. Family, this is it. There's things that are changing. There are things spiritual that's going on, the spiritual that's going to have a huge, huge outcome on this physical. Y'all got to understand, there are realms here, and we got to get with it. We got to understand. So with the Jelani Day case, you know, I pray for the family, and I grieve for the family. Definitely grieve for the family, because that is such a hard thing to have to deal with, to lose your son. I don't care how old they are. But I want to read you guys something. We have to reiterate this. We have to reiterate this. This is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 49 and 50. And let these verses sink in, family. Let these verses sink in to your mental. Let it sink into your soul so you can understand what I'm reading to you is real. This isn't some fairy tale. You know, a lot of us want to believe that. A lot of us want to live in that fantasy world. Because we feel safe in that fantasy. But this is real. This is real. This is real life right here. This other stuff, all this technology, all this stuff that's going on, all da, 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 all the things that are going on. Nah. This wildness, this the madness, this is real life. It's been covered up in a veil of euphoria, so to speak. We all live in a la-la land, and we don't want to face what the world really is bringing, and what the Most High, should I say, is really bringing. But he's opened a lot of our eyes, and some of us who do wake up are upset that we woke up, because this is hard. We don't want to see this. We don't want to see that the world is totally corrupt. Brother against brother, husband against wife, wife against husband, mother against father, you know? Those type of things. We don't want to look at that. We don't want to see those things. But I'm going to go ahead and read Deuteronomy 28, verses 49 and 50. And I want you to let these words sink in. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fly, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. They shall not. So there you go. The Most High just told you right there what was going to happen. He just literally told you about these people. You know, he specifically said, you know, this. He told us this in the very beginning, what they considered the so-called Old Testament. There's, like, again, like I said before, my last podcast, there's no such thing as an Old Testament, and there's no such thing as a New Testament. Okay? It's one big testimonial. It's one big testimonial, one big thick history book. This book is filled with so much knowledge. It's filled with the world knowledge. But we have to calm ourselves and humble ourselves so we can witness it and see it. And so we can tell the people, because we're supposed to be out here telling the world. We got to be out here telling people. We got to let them know what's going on. And this isn't just, and again, anybody be able to get this thing, but the Most High needs his people right now. He needs us right now. Because in the beginning, we were supposed to be the ones that spread it to the other nations. The other nations were idolatrous and all these things. So people gonna have to truly understand what's going on here, and they gotta get in this book. Turn away from that, from what man has taught you about what the Most High has said, and you get into this book and you see what he said for yourself. And therefore you will understand. But you can't have people just telling you stuff. And that we gotta get out of the habit of that. We have become such a broken people to the point where we hear everybody has to tell us if somebody else tell us it's good, and it don't even, if it has come from another nation on top of that, that's how broken we are. We don't even have faith in ourselves. We don't have faith in one another. We don't believe one another. You know, we don't believe in us having actual leadership. We don't believe in that. We're such a mentally broken people. And the Most High, he knew this was going to happen too. He knew it was going to happen. So he had some raised up. He had some seeds coming up to be ready to profess his name in his truth in this hour. He had some of us awake out here that's about to get this work done, regardless of the pushback, the hate, because it's going to come, because people are not going to believe what I'm saying. In my life, trust me, they're going to be bringing up stuff in my past. I'm not a perfect person, believe me. I am not. But what I am is a humble person. Because, yeah, when you're young, you do dumb things. When you're young and don't have no leadership, no real true leadership like that, you make mistakes. But the difference is not keep doing those same mistakes, okay, and then turn around thinking you're going to get something different from those mistakes. It don't work like that. It's called maturity. Maturity and owning up to your responsibility. And that's one thing, too. I have been a responsible person for most of my life, I would say. It's just some decisions that I didn't make that was so tight. But the Most High knew. He knew. He winked at my ignorance. He winked at it. He said, I understand. You don't know nothing. You know nothing. And Lord, thank you for blessing me with, you know, your love. Because trust me, when I look back at my life, when I found out this truth and realized who I was and who I was supposed to be representing, oh, that it was such a shameful thing. So sometimes that's why I say humble. Humbleness is okay. Trust me, humbleness is okay, people. And then once you humble yourself and start to understand yourself, then you'll start putting everybody else that's around you in place. No one will be on the outside will be able to tell you how you should be feeling and thinking on the inside. Nobody will be able to do that to you. Okay? The Most High gets his power back. He owns you now. He's your power now. And that's how we see things. That's how we have to see things. We have to see things that way, people. In this hour, because this time here, it's war. It's a spiritual warfare going on, people, and no one sees it. These so-called viruses, these plagues, I'm going to just call them plagues. Because there's a Delta, there's probably going to be the Raven, there's probably going to be the Hulk one, I don't know. It's stuff going to start coming out of the woodwork left and right, left and right, left and right. we're going to be seeing stuff, creatures and stuff. And, I mean, and not to mention, we're always seeing some of those things now. Some people have been witnessing weird things and hearing weird stuff, and a lot of things are going down. And, you know, we blow it off because, oh, you know, because media says, oh, it was just a gimmick, or they give you all these little different reasons for what it is. They try to justifications for it. But they themselves don't even know, have a clue. Or they do, but they're keeping it under wraps. But I'm going to tell you, the powers that be know exactly what is happening. The powers that be that is ruling right now know what's happening. The Most High is putting it in their hands. Okay? He's putting it in their hands. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. He's put it in their hands to be able to, so all of this, but all this has to take place. All this can take place so he can show his might, his power. Okay? And this is, and a little quick epiphany came to me, you know, quick little thing came to me, and it could, you know, I may be wrong in this thought, but I don't think so, but when Biden pulled out of Afghanistan, he pulled out. He said, you know what? We're out. We're done. You know, so we supposed to be packing up and everything like that. Of course, we still leave stuff over and everything like that. But it brought to mind a scripture. And I don't know why this popped up in my head at this point, but it's strange because, yeah, I was talking about another topic, but that's okay because obviously it probably needs to be said. Anyway, so there's a scripture in the Bible, and I can't pull it up right now off the top of my head, but it came to me that Most High said he will put hooks back into the jaws in the Magog war. He's going to hook them back in because they're going to try to pull out. Pretty much, it's hard to explain, but he's going to hook us back in. I think we're being hooked back in for the Magog war that's supposed to take place. The War of Armageddon, maybe. I'm not saying it's going to happen right now, and I'm not saying it's going to happen in this hour, but the pattern, is here, the foreshadowing, so to speak. Us leaving out of Afghanistan. So we pulled out of East. We've been in the Middle East for over 20 years over there in Afghanistan. Had our hands and claws and paws all up in there, you know. But we pull out of there now. So it's a wrap over there. So now, but then there's talks on the news about, we may have to go back because of something, because some other little stuff going on, some little issue now. We may have to get back up in there. So I'm just saying. I don't know why that came to me just now. But at the end of the day, just back to the topic of Jelani Day. You know, we have to be careful, families. We have to realize and also be wary. We need to be wise right now. Most I told you, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We need to be watching, family, watching, paying attention, so we'll know how to move when the time's right. But that's what I want to share with you tonight, family. Thank you for listening. You guys have a blessed evening.